Welcome to the Two Grumpy Men, C. Grooves and Bobby May in the building.
What it do, Wednesday night, here we are. Let's go, baby, what we got?
Get that hatred out your heart, boy.
That's oh, what shit. Got. Word okay, up. Okay.
Get that hatred out.
What's that? What's that?
Yo, hey, the Milwaukee Bucks, baby. 4-2 over the Suns. We called it a long time ago. It is what it is. Yo, if you really want to learn some basketball knowledge, yeah, I know we talk a lot of other about a lot of other things on Two Grumpy Men, but come on, man. You know we know basketball at the minimum.
at the minimum. Yeah, I just told somebody, like, as reviewing everything of the finals, I was like, once Milwaukee realized they were just bigger, they just, the series changed. They just got, they like, yo, we bigger and more physical than you motherfuckers. Let's just go to work. And that's what they did. Greek last night playing like Shaq.
Word.
He was playing like Shaq in 98 and 2000s. He was out there just playing big man ball, bullying. He dunked on three cats. He was throwing cat shit last night.
He was.
He was roofing their shit last night. He was out there roofing shit. Like, yo, get that shit out of here. And they was like, yo, the Suns just, no other way to say it, they just bitched up.
That's basically what it was.
No, they got bitched up. Like, they got bitched up. Like, Booker. I mean, come on. Somebody go smack Stephen A. Smith talking about this dude named Kobe. Cut that shit out, man. Like, my man, I mean, he nice now. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, that boy he bad. No
he
doubt.
He bad. Well, he was in game six. He got tight. He got tight in game six.
Yo, the lights be bright, man.
Lights be bright, baby. You know what I'm saying? He got tight. He got tight. The Bridges chat got super tight.
I told you can't let them cats get off.
Aiden got frightened. He was shook. Greek was like manhandling him last night. Like, come here, young boy.
Did he look kind of small like last night? Like, I don't mean like frail or anything, but like Greek just played big. Like Lopez, they look huge compared to him. Like they was on the boards and Portis. Imposing their will, like this shit is crazy, man.
Them dudes are six. They like 7 feet, 6'10", 7 feet. They all range about 250 and better.
Well, what's Aiden about 230, 220?
Maybe 230. He looked like he about 6'11", 6'10", 230, 240.
He couldn't handle all three of them guys. That's what it was.
That's what I'm saying. It was a lot, but that's what I'm saying. Once they realized how much bigger than them they were, they stopped at trying to match up, play size for size. No, you got to adapt to our big size. You know, you got to adapt to this. This is what you got to adapt to. And we're going to pound you on these boards. And, yo, I'm definitely going to apologize to Chris Middleton. Because
right, okay, true.
Because Sud stepped up big, even though last night some of the Bucks was shook too because it was a big stage last night. But that's what your main man supposed to do though, what Greek did. But Middleton, them two joints where he put them 240s on them.
Oh yeah.
And that was big. That was big time. That was big time in the championship. He held it down. He was right there with Greek. But he put them big boys, when he put them 240s up, I was feeling real good about their chance. I was like, okay.
Nah, but you called it last night, too. And, you know, when I was like, yo, fourth quarter, I said, you said Middleton got to close it out. So they was balling, and he hit like two back-to-back shots, you know, like in the fourth quarter. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? These are the two shots that you was talking about. You know, he got to close it out. And, yeah, he didn't have a lot of points, but it's when you score. It's not always how much you scored. It's
exactly.
How you scored it. And
exactly.
Greek was just—he was balling the whole game.
He was carrying them for a minute.
He was carrying them.
He was carrying them.
Holiday was running the show. You know, he did what he could. Yo, is it me or was he like really ripping motherfuckers, man?
Son, he'd be out there
cookies state. Out there, man.
They robbing them, son. Call the cops, like we used to say.
Like, he was really running up in handles. He was running up in a handle.
I was like,
just going the other way. I was like, wow, okay.
Son, your man Booker was getting his shit run. He got his shit run a few times.
Word. Like, you can't handle a holiday like that. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Not all that loosey-goosey shit.
Yeah, that loosey shit don't work.
That shit got to be tight. I mean, he caught Paul a couple of times.
He did.
Paul shit is tight.
Yeah, he bodied up Paul, though. He, like, he caught him with, like, a little nudge elbow. You know, because Paul is herky-jerky. You know what I'm saying? He do a lot of stutter steps and all that. And, you know, when you move like that, one little body nudge, that shit fuck you up. Just enough to get you off balance. Holiday, you know, was running with shit. Paul was falling, you know, shit like that. Fatigue, one thing I do know, when motherfuckers get tired, motherfuckers start falling.
Mm-hmm.
Paul fell a few times. And he was, but, you know, shout out to him. He balled. He did what he could do. But at the end of the day, the Suns is too small.
I keep seeing talk like it was Monty Williams' fault. I'm like, it wasn't Monty's fault.
How?
I'm like, Monty wasn't the one who got tight.
Monty coached his ass off. He was coaching.
But he shortened up his rotation.
You know what it was? Payne got less minutes from what I saw. Like, he only played like 12, 13 minutes. He was a spark throughout the playoffs. But he kind of like shut his shit down a little bit, you know, slowly but surely. Like, he went from 20 minutes to like 10 minutes. I'm like, well, what happened there? Like, you know, I didn't understand it. And then even a young boy, he had shut him down a little bit. Cam Johnson, he shut him down.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he was making.
He wasn't ready.
That's what, but that's what he was making. But shit, I mean, that's what I'm saying. His deck wasn't really full. Because Bridges was, he played well at home. He don't play that well on the road. You know
he leaned
saying?
On Bridges. You know, he leaned on him, but he gave him too much minutes. I think he was closer to like the 32, 33-minute range. He should have been like in the 20s. Let Payne and Johnson get some more minutes. But, yo, Ayton Tribe or Booker, man, like, keep it 100. Like, you're at the level now that 20 points ain't going to do it for you. You need to be high 20s, low 30s at all times now because you showed that potential. So, in a game 6 closeout, you know, Paul's trying to run the show. He'll get you 20, you know, 20. Paul really needed to have 30, like the whole series. Like, you're supposed to be like a 30 and 15 guy the whole series because of who you're playing. Like, 21 and 10 is great for a point guard, but in the finals and you the man and there's only three of y'all, nah, you got to have close to 30. You do. Like, you know, and I commend him. Like, he got them there. But Greek stepped up, and salute to Middleton because he dropped the 240 pieces. Yeah, no doubt. He dropped the 240 pieces. But you know what? When I was looking at the game, I said, yo, the white boy, Connington, I was like, he be getting his ass bust, right?
Why was he even in the game? He had two free throws, nothing.
Yo, he was getting his ass bust, right? But check it. Like, there was some hustle plays where, you know, he dove out of bounds or, say, you know, to save a play. He got an offensive rebound off a missed free throw, got them an extra possession. He knocked down a three every now and then. He couldn't check nobody. But he was contributing. So I was like, yo, this dude ended up with like 9-10 points. You lost by
The game before that, he had 14 or something.
He had 14, and they won by like 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Portis had like
16 last night.
16 that game.
16 last night.
He had 16 last night. I think he had 19 the game before, I think. Somewhere up there. So, or 14. Like, them two dudes right there, that's who beat you.
Yep.
Because Greek, you know, he had 40-something. It didn't matter. You know, you were still in the game.
Last night, he had 50 points out of
105
points.
Right, he had 50 last night.
He had damn near half the points. He had half the points, or close to it.
Yeah. He scored like over 45% of their points. Like, you know, and he went 17 for 19, you know, from the line. You know, that's the law of averages. They work out in your favor. You could miss a lot, but eventually you're going to make some. I've seen Shaq do it a couple of times. Like, he was knocking shit down, then he'll miss, you know, 15 out of 20. I mean, that's how it goes. You know, but salute to the MVP. You know, no doubt. I think the Milwaukee coach, you know, he coached to keep his job. He didn't out-coach Williams. He definitely didn't out-coach him, you know, because it was a good coach game. But at the end of the day, they had too much size. The Suns was – they didn't have enough firepower. Like, if Crowder, if you're depending on him to score, you're going to be fucked up because Booker didn't have it. So, you know, you letting Crowder
shoot. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it was too much.
He didn't even have – that's why I was – but, you know, he was he rounded out tonight with decent numbers. You know, he hit a couple of shots, got fouled, hit some free throws. But he's mainly like their P.J. Tucker. So, right. You know, that's what he's like for them. If P.J. Tucker scores a lot of points for the Bucks, then it's like they're automatic. They're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, he went into the fourth quarter with no points and like five rebounds. Like, Tucker was out there strictly for defensive rebounding.
And he played
Booker pretty damn well.
But he's out there to also, you know, play that bully ball to help Greek.
He was definitely on that bully shit.
Yes, sir.
They was very physical. I can't front. And I got to give another, I got to commend Greek too, because on a lot of the switches, he was ending up on Paul, him and Portis. And they held their own. Like, they was just there. You know when I knew the game was really over? It was when Portis had went to the hole, and the ball had went out of bounds, and Paul was trying to go bitch to the ref. And Portis stepped in front of him and was laughing. And Paul got a little flustered and shit, you know, like he was mad. And you know, Porter's got that different energy, man. Like, he laughing, cat face. He's smiling.
He's
talking mad shit. He wild, man. I just laughed. I was like, yo, this dude really love what he doing right now.
He's under
Paul's skin.
Have you heard what he said last night when they actually talked? He was like, you know, he was home, depressed, and got picked up by Bucks. Yeah, man, he said he was just, you know, this is the happiest he's been. So he looking good. I knew he could be an asset to them because I knew he's a big body. He can hit threes. He can get on the board if that's what you want him to do. He's physical. He's definitely that kind of dude. I mean, you have him and P.J. Tucker. Come on. You ain't got to match up no more. It's bully ball time. Let's pound you down. Let's beat him up. Like, you really serious, like, Mikal Bridges, come on, man.
Cam Johnson, lighting the ass.
I mean, they had a bunch of light dudes out there. I mean, Booker is definitely stronger than what he looks.
Yep, no doubt.
But, you know, Chris Paul also. Aiden, he's
good.
He's good. He's good. But the thing is, if Booker... And he gets off better when Booker gets off, because now they got to run that Booker. He left more with one-on-one coverage.
That's my point.
It, you know what I'm saying? But if Booker's not getting off and Paul's not getting off, then...
Aiton's not going to get off. Like, he's just going to have to get on the boards.
And
there wasn't that many boards to get.
Not with all the big dudes around. If he had a whole bunch of big dudes, he's fighting the boards with on his own.
Lopez was on the boards.
Lopez is a legit 7-footer.
No, no doubt. 7-footer, three.
Offensive weapon. Like, come on. So, I mean.
That's a strong team, actually. Yeah, like,
it is.
Now that you think about it.
When you look at them physically, they are imposing. Like, if they just got somebody like a Vinny Johnson or instant offense type person coming off the bench.
Oh, they'd have been unholdable, unguardable.
It's a wrap. Like, physically, they can match up with teams, but they bigs are quick, and they're physical and strong. So, small ball won't really work against a team like that unless you have, Nets type talent.
I was just about to bring that up because the Nets had them on the ropes, and then Kyrie went down. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like. You know, because they had enough to beat them without Harden. You know, because Kyrie and KD was enough. But, you know, when Kyrie went down. And then KD still, you know, they took him to 7, if I'm not mistaken. So, but he was by himself. So, you know, that's the luck of the draw. Like, you know, you get a little luck, you get a little hard work, You know, you make some shots, you know, play some defense, and, you know, you'll end up in the championship rounds. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, look how the Suns did. Like, the Suns.
Yeah, so technically, the Suns, you're not there with a healthy LeBron and AD.
Healthy LeBron, AD, you're not beating them. Shit. Exactly. You barely beat the Clippers, and Kawhi didn't even play, like, three games.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so they had some breaks along the way, but when people start saying, oh, the Bucks wouldn't have been there because they would have lost to the Nets. Well, the Suns wouldn't have been there neither. They would have lost to one of the L.A. teams at full capacity.
The Nets would have smoked the Suns. That would have been an ugly final.
That would have been a 4-0 sweep.
I think when Kawhi went down, I was like, alright, you know, the Suns is going to pull through. You know, I was like, nah, there's no way that KD is going, you know, beat these guys by himself. Like, you know, it was a lot of pressure, you know, because, I don't know, they had the Bucks down. It was going to sweep their ass. Like, that's a fact. But, you know, that's how injuries play a part in the game. You know, I try to tell that to a lot of people, like, even with the Lakers. Like, you know, Anthony Davis is, like, one hard dribble from going down. You know what I mean? Like, he's fragile at times. And LeBron, he wasn't 100% at all. Like, he came back from a high ankle sprain, like, just imagine if he didn't do what he's done over the years as far as taking care of his body. Like, they would have been a rat. I mean, because you're talking about a machine, you know, basically. He got brittle players around him, pretty much. But the Bucks was a nice mixture. But like I said, yo, Drew Holiday may not be an all-star, baby, but he was running the show. He was running it. He almost had a triple-double last night.
Yeah,
27 the game before. So, you know, hey, them pieces, they matter, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shits matter. Like,
so, question. I've seen a lot floating around today was, would you take KD's two championships with the Warriors or would you over Giannis' championship with the Warriors?
I saw that. I kept seeing that during the day. All right. Okay, this morning, I said Greeks, right? That's how I felt this morning. But now when I really thought about it, let's not act like KD wasn't that dude in the finals. Like, he was tearing ass. Like, I granted, like, you got the Splash Brothers, you know, around you. That was a crazy-ass team. You know, the league had to break that shit up. Now that I really think about it, that shit wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. But I'm gonna take KD's, you know, back-to-back finals MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did his thing, man. Like, he clapped LeBron. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give it up, you know, because he definitely clapped him up. So, but that doesn't take away, you know, Greek's, you know, title. Because, but then again, all right, okay, now I'm not saying the Milwaukee's Golden State by any stretch of the imagination, but their team wasn't weak. Like, you just named, like, you got pieces. You got your role players. You know, you have Portis. You got P.J. Tucker. You know, great role players. You got an all-star and future Hall of Famer in Greek. Then you got Middleton and Jrue Holiday, who are, you know, great mid-level players. So you got a nice team. So now, you look at Golden State team, what do you have? You got KD, the Splash Brothers, and Draymond Green as some role players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when you start comparing, like, yeah, you got KD and the Splash Brothers. So that's saying a lot. But then when you look on the other side, you're like, all right, I got Greek, Middleton, Robin Lopez, and Brooke Lopez, and Middleton. Like, that's not a bad team, actually. So the reason that KD gets shit is that he left and he joined, you know, the team that beat him. And then, you know, LeBron jumped around for a minute. He won.
No way. No way.
He stayed.
No way. Nowhere.
So you said the dude that stayed home gets more, hold more weight.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's old
school. Definitely. Definitely. Most definitely. Like he said, it felt way more better for him. If he remembered, it's like coming up from the hood and making and hitting getting money. And you come back, it feels good to come back and help your people, because you won. Don't feel, you know, anybody, you know, you left, you got yours, and you left, and nah, what KD did, listen, I love KD. KD, a dope player, one all-time great. He's going to be definitely, I mean, his efficiency, is nothing you can tell you about him. You know, he's a complete player. But that move will always hurt him, just for the simple fact how it went down. Like, you had the great KD had this, the Splash Brothers, down 3-1 and lost. Three straight and lost. I mean, like, lost three straight games.
Yeah.
The great KD. So, yeah, you got tarnished on that one, son. You got to hold that. Like, then you bounced. Like, you bounced on it on your team. You bounced on the team that you came with them from Seattle to Oklahoma City. You're the biggest star still in the game in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Like, you were Greek in Oklahoma City. I mean, you know, that's who basically, you went there, you king. Greek always going to, Greek king, king of Milwaukee forever. King of forever. Forever.
Right, right.
When they think of KD and Golden State, he ain't the king, it's Steph Curry.
Yeah, it's true,
Clay,
true.
It's Clay.
Shit, Clay and Steph.
It's to some extent Draymond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Steve Kerr. So, again, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, nah, what Greek did was way more. With him, he built with his man Middleton, like how KD and Russ was built, was supposed to build, and won. They went through all it and won. Instead, you got your feelings and left, and then you got your feelings again and left. So you're going to get your feelings again and leave again? Come on, man. Like, you talented, you nice as shit, but you're two back-to-back. Yes, you was clapping. You was getting at it with LeBron. You showed up, and you showed out.
But right.
His chip. It doesn't take, it doesn't bring that same attitude of when someone like the Kobe's and the Jordan and now the Greek and Elijah Wan and all of them. And yeah. Duncan's and those dudes that started from where they was at, drafted by the team that brought them in the league and led them to a chip. They completed their goal for that team. That's who trusted. That's who
okay.
believed.
Okay, I mean that's you know what? When you put it like that, I mean okay. So then that's a rare air right there. You talking, you know,
Magic.
Jordan, Kobe, Magic, Hakeem. You know, ain't that many that did it. Greek.
Pippen.
You know, Pippen, right. You know, so, you know, yeah, you won with the team that basically that drafted you and you stood there. You know what I mean? I get it. I know. Isaiah, you know what I mean? Like, I get that.
You know? So that holds a little more weight for me. But I get it. You know, now if Greek win, then nobody now, if Greek win again, back to back, he went again back-to-back, MVP. It's a foregone conclusion. You don't even got
so what does that put him? Okay, because this is the other part of the what I kept seeing all day. Like, you know, different sports shows, too. Like, you know, now they got, you know, they bumped them up. You know, they had Giannis. They said, you know, they said LeBron, KD, Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like, I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's current, you know, but then I kept saying, like, all time. And that just reminded me of our conversation we had last week when we was talking about power forwards. And I was like, all time. So I listed, you know, about 15 power forwards, you know, before I got to Greek and all time. And then, you know, people, they attacked two of them. You know, they didn't like the Rasheed Wallace and they ain't like Sean Kemp. So I was like, all right, I still got 13 other players. Like, he ain't better than them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, as I started going through the list, I was like, yo, y'all better recognize, you know, some of these players.
Mm.
You know, shit. I don't know. I think the first couple of names, I was like, you know, Barkley, Duncan, Karl Malone, you know what I mean? Elvin Hayes, you know, Wes Unseld. I was just throwing out names.
I mean, I don't think you can say all time. He's not there yet. But what I can say, in this 20, 2021 season, he would be top two. You know what I'm saying? He's still in the top three best players in the league.
Well, yeah. He was always there, right? I mean, wasn't he? He was there this season from jump. He was top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, top three all, you know, for this season, yeah. He was, you know, one of the best players this year. Definitely one of the, if probably the best power forward this year.
Oh, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I definitely give him that. I mean, come on now. Like, that's without question.
Because I don't think there was another power forward. Maybe, you know, Jokic is considered a center, Embiid is a center.
Mm-hmm. AD's a power forward, right?
Yeah, he was hurt all year.
I just had to throw that out there.
He was hurt all year, like, you know. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you say, now, another thing I see, who would you rather have, AD or Giannis?
Ooh, wow, okay. Well, if we're going to go, yeah, well, all right, fuck it. They both in their prime. You know why I take Giannis? Because he'll be available.
Exactly.
You know, he'll be available, and, you know, he may not give me the versatility that an AD will give by being able to step out,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he'll be able to play and he'll be able to bang, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's more durable. And that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, they both going, you know, they'll both hit the boards. I think Greek hits the, no, not think. I know Greek hits the boards more than AD. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, he's a versatile player. But if you're not available, you know, what can I really do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't see that, the aggression level, too. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different aggression with Greek. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. It's like the difference between when they was comparing, like the silly ass comparison with Booker and Kobe Bryant, both talented, right? But that killer instinct is puts Kobe and other players like at a different level. Like, that's what's keeping Middleton at his current level, because people don't know if he had that fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you too cool for school and you still get 20. Now, you get 20 just stepping on the court because of the way you play your game, but if you was aggressive and you really went out and competed hard, like, you're a 28 to 32 point guy without question, like, if you was aggressive. So that's the difference between Greek and AD, you know, the aggression level.
Yeah,
because,
like,
obviously, AD got more skills.
Yeah,
obviously.
AD definitely has more skills, you know what I'm saying? But the availability is big. That's one thing. And AD hasn't had that classic season where he was MVP. Man, Greek has done it twice.
Right.
You know? So, again, like, those things count, too. They add up. Like,
oh, no doubt.
Like you said, AD is very talented. And when he's available, definitely he's one of the best players on the floor, and some nights the best player on the floor, depending on who's on the floor that night. But it ain't going to be too many above him if he's up and running. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you, you know, I don't even know what the answer going to be. So I'm going to compare him to, like, a couple of all-time great guys. You know, who's better, Paul Gasol or Greek?
I would say I would give the edge to a young Paul Gasol at this time, because, you know, he's definitely more skilled, and he came in balling, and, you know, he was part of that championship with Kobe. Like, he was, you know, after he got chumped that first year, he got tough and came back, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to give a slight edge at this moment to Gasol.
This one might be a little tougher for you then. Dirk or Giannis?
Oh, I would have to say Dirk is a more finesse skilled player, again, another skilled European. Greek, you know, the style of play is sort of different with Same thing with him and because Gasol and Dirk kind of play almost similar. They can shoot the three, post you, put the ball on the floor. Giannis is like is more of a Shaq mode, like a Brooke power forward, Karl Malone type power forward. You know,
right.
It's physicality, Barkley type dudes where they power through you. You know, like and once they learn that ability and then add another, add a little finesse to their game, they become pretty much unstoppable. But right now, I would say Dirk because, you know, he was reigning. He was such a great shooter, better shooter than Greek. But, yeah, for now.
Right, because so I was thinking of all, like, the different bullies that came to mind. Like, when I was younger, like, Wes Unseld was, like, a bully, a beast. Brolic ass shoulders, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he was this bullying dude. So I was thinking about him, Maurice Lucas, like these dudes that was imposing their will, and they wasn't, I don't know, Unseld and Lucas could score, but they was just bullies, you know what I'm saying? They was great power forwards. Then I thought about Dennis Rodman, you know, dude that don't really have to score, but he imposes his will on the game. And he's all Hall of Famers, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Lucas is in the Hall of Fame. Well, he should be if he's not. But and I started thinking about it. I said, you know, when he put up that 50-piece, you know, I started thinking there's only three players that won Finals MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and Finals MVP. That was Hakeem, MJ, and Giannis. And only Hakeem did it in the same season. That shows you how much of a beast Hakeem was, man. 1994. He won Defensive Player of the Year, MVP of the league, and Finals MVP in the same season. Like, Hakeem was that dude, man.
Yeah, he was.
You know, that's crazy when you really think about it. You know, he had a quadruple double before. Like, you know, so when you start thinking about guys that,
saying, like, he was,
this is another level, man.
Like, he was skilled. He was a skilled big man, but could play power, too.
Yeah, you know, he had foot moves. If Greek had any go-to moves, he would be unstoppable, man. He's doing his thing on raw talent. Strength.
Like strength. That's what I'm saying. That's why he's more like when Jerry Curl Karl Malone, it was just brute strength. You know what I mean? And then he got the fadeaway and learned to hit the little jumper at the top of the key. You know, he put all that into the game with the power when he got on the box with you and he hit you with the big-ass elbows turning in. You know, and throw a hook at you or power over you and dunk. So, you know, that's more like the line of who Greek is headed in. You know, like if he gets that, like I said, if he gets that, he gets that go-to move where it's the little in the paint fadeaway or the, you know, spin in the lane. With the, you know,
spin is not bad. Spin has actually gotten much better, though.
Much better. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he gets any post moves where, you know, get down, learn the drop step and the power up more, I mean.
Or he needs a little jump hook.
He get a little jump hook. It's over.
That's what
he was saying. I'm like, yeah, you just need a little, you need a post move. That's unstoppable because you can jump above most of every competition. You like, you know what I mean? You looking down, shooting into the basket. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Like, yeah, when you really think about it, you are shooting down. Like,
yeah, you looking down when you coming across the basket. So, yeah, so, I mean, I think that would, you know, that would benefit his game tremendously. But, yeah, I think those dudes were a little more skilled because they were better shooters than Greek. But straight, like power? Nah, they was finesse dudes. Like Greek is straight power.
Yeah. Greek is power. Yeah.
Greek is straight power. Like there's nothing about him finesse. Unless he's going to basket dunking or something. You know what I'm saying? But even though it's power, it's all power with him. So it's like,
I saw this other meme about Chris Paul, you know, blowing the 2-0 lead and all that stuff. I think that a finals, when you win your first two games. When you have home court advantage, your finals don't really start until somebody lose on their home court. So they held theirs down, and you know Milwaukee went, and you know they held their home court down. Then it was game five. That's why I was saying that was so important. I think if he had got to game five, and got a W, Paul, then going to game seven would have just been like, ah, you lost in game seven. Nobody would be picking your resume apart, you know, talking about you lost a 2-0 lead. Bad teams lose 2-0 ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something to really dig into somebody's legacy about. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I heard he had an injury or something, you know, besides the one that we already knew about. We already knew his shoulder was messed up. Mm-hmm. Or he had an injury in his hand. Yeah. Nobody want to hear that shit. I don't.
I didn't hear that shit, but I
heard it after the game. The game was already over when I heard that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. I mean, you know, to me, I didn't believe in the Suns. I didn't think they would beat the Bucks. You know what I mean? I just didn't think they would. Didn't trust Paul, and you know, it would have took Devin Booker and Paul, and I knew I didn't trust either one of them. One of them may have shown up, but I felt like one of the other ones would slack off. And eventually, you know, Bridges, I felt like he was really the key. Like, if he was scoring, they win.
Yeah, because he had 20 on game two. And, you know, at home, of course. He looked very convincing. Then on the road, it's like, yeah, I didn't expect that. I knew they was not going to win game three. I already knew that. But then when game four was like, I wasn't really too sure, but then I was like, nah, they got momentum. So I said, it's going to be 2-2. So everything for me was game five. And I said, if they lose game five, if the Suns lose game five, they're going to lose in game six. And that's how that shit worked, man. Unless Booker was going to have 40-something again. Like, Booker had to average, he had to average 40, 30, like MJ did at 93.
You need to average 35-40.
Closer to 40. Like MJ in the 93 finals, he averaged like 43 because he had to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Suns had a team. Yeah, look at that shit. The Barkley and Chambers and Richard Dumas. Like, yeah, man. Kevin Johnson, Hornacek. They had mad players on that team, man. So MJ had to average 40. So the same shit with Booker.
And that old Suns team was running gun. They was running up and down, so the Bulls had to slow them down. So, I mean, yeah, I just think, you know, it was just Greek's time, and he did it, you know, man. Two-time MVP, defensive player of the year, now he a champion.
I salute him. And, you know, wish them success, but enjoy the offseason.
Yeah,
and just cherish it because, you know, you got one. That don't mean you're going to get another. I mean, that's just how it is.
He said that. He said he want to work on – and that's the thing about him that make people like me fuck with him because he ain't happy with it. He want more. That's that Kobe-type mentality. Like, I want more. I want more. He's like, I'm trying to figure out how I got to get better. Like, I want to get better.
What is he, 27?
Not even 27 yet, I don't think. He's like, I want to get better. I want to figure out how to get what I need to do to help my team get better. I'm going to go and start working on something new. I'm like, okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's why that championship means more. That's like when, remember when Jordan won the first time, how he cried like a baby?
Yeah.
That's how Greek was. Greek was crying like a baby. I mean, when they all get it, LeBron cried. They all cry like a baby when they get it. You know what I'm saying? But Greek was, you know, he had that moment. He sat down 8 years, Milwaukee, people telling me to leave, people telling me, you know, come here. He held his fort, said, nah, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying here.
They gave him the extension.
All that shit came to him at that moment when you seen him sitting on the chair after realizing, I'm a champ. I did that shit. You can't take that shit away from him.
You know what that shit reminded me of? Because that's a good point. I mean, I know LeBron went to Miami, and you know, they went to four finals. He won two. Mm. But how he looked when he won in Cleveland, 2016, like LeBron crying on the floor and all that shit, like, that was real, man. Like you had the whole city on your back. Like
that's what I'm saying, but he did it.
You left and came.
It's nothing
back.
Like when you started that. Then he was at home, and like he's from Ohio, so it was even more special.
Yeah, from Akron, that's a different thing, man.
It was more special, And it was, I guarantee you, winning the championship in Cleveland felt way more different and better than winning in Miami. And it showed on his face it did.
He won. It showed on his face. Yeah, he was, you know, like real tears. Like, you know, like, you got to look at it like this.
But he won in Miami. Said,
yeah, I mean, yeah, we was expected to win. I mean, they were.
But what I'm saying is when he won in Miami, that was jubilation for getting that monkey off his back.
Hell yeah. He wanted to get it off his back.
But when he won in Cleveland, that was love.
He could have retired after that. he that's how good away. That shit felt.
He could have just walked away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't got no more to do. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So that championship will always be special to him because of what it meant and where he's from.
He brought a chip. Like, yeah.
Like KD winning the championship with the Warriors, he ain't satisfied because he know it's always going to be attached to Steph. You dig? So he
no
feel like, but even if you win now with these cast of characters, it's still not your team.
Yeah.
Like if KD would have got past the Bucks and Harden and them was still hurt and he was finishing and running through the shit by himself,
that would have held some weight. That would have held
more than some weight. It would have been nothing else. That champion, he'd have won this champion. If he'd have carried that team by himself to the chip, man, it would have been no other feeling like that for him. It would have been 10 times better than when he won them two with Golden State.
That's true.
So it's a big difference. He ain't going to get that because you formulating, you know, you trying to formulate, you can formulate and you win, you ran, you teamed up with Kyrie, you begged for Harden, Harden forced his way there. You know, y'all better make it work this season. That's all I do know. Y'all better make it work this season.
That's true.
I better make it work this season coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are they gonna do a full 82 game season this year? That's another thing. Like this year was 72 games this year. Yeah, people didn't really, you know.
But
that's why somebody had mentioned that to me. Like, well, should it be an asterisk? I'm like, hell no. I mean, it was 72 games. I heard
the bubble shit should have been an asterisk.
Yeah, if you was gonna bubble any chip, you would bubble that. The bubble chip would be an asterisk.
You see how different it was having to travel from stadium to arena to arena instead of just playing in a bubble.
And like, the arenas was packed.
And you seen how the crowd made a difference. It's a big difference playing in an empty gym. It's like playing free play.
Yo, did you know that it was 50,000 people outside the Milwaukee Stadium?
It was like 65,000. That shit looked crazy.
65,000 people outside the stadium. Yo, my man, that shit looked crazy.
And the inside was packed.
That shit was wall to wall.
But just imagine you on the bus coming in the game and you Mikal Bridges. And you ate, and you're like, what the hell is this? Like,
This is big time, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And those players are big time because they played at big time colleges.
Yeah, like that's the other thing. You know, shit, Bridges, he won chips at Villanova.
Exactly.
He won a chip. He was on Arizona.
Didn't Booker win a chip?
Booker ain't win a chip on the team he was on.
He didn't win? Mm-hmm. I thought he was on a team that won.
They went to the finals, though.
Oh,
They lost to Duke, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
He was a sixth man on that team.
Yeah, I thought he won a chip that year.
They were supposed to win a chip, but they didn't win that year. I can't remember who was the starting backcourt to save my life right now, but yeah, he was... They didn't win the chip, but he was on a damn good team, that's for sure. But come on, he went to Kentucky. Like, come on, he played at the top level. Like, these dudes is not shook. Not Booker. Booker, he didn't look shook. Like,
he was
they
shook.
Had a good – Dick Booker was shook? I don't
he was
think
shook,
so.
Man.
I mean, game 16 looked a little tentative initially, but then they played him differently. They was up in his
he was whining the whole night, fam. He was whining the whole night.
He was whining the whole night. That's true.
Like,
he
what
was
are you
whining.
Doing? Like, you just, like, come on. Like it was ridiculous. Like, that shit was ridiculous.
He was whining.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying, like, sometimes you got to hype yourself up. You got to, like, you know, you got to get to that basket, get that contact, instead of trying to fade away, do pretty. Sometimes you got to go right at the basket, man. Go through the play, get the foul, get your rhythm up, get your body ready. You know what I mean? And he didn't do that. Like, you know what I mean? He was trying, but by the fourth quarter, he finished with, what, maybe 17, 19 points? Did he even have 20 points last night?
I don't know. I thought he had, 19.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not what you needed from him in a game six in Milwaukee, and he your man. He got to put it like you said. We need 35-40 tonight, baby. Paul gave you 20-something. He's going to give you that 20-something with a couple, almost 12 dimes, almost 10 dimes. But you got to give him that motherfucker, and you got to be
out. Yeah, he had 19. He finished with 19.
Okay. You way under.
Paul had 26.
Man, you way under, brother.
He played 46 minutes, too.
You way under.
He got 19 points in 46 minutes.
You way under, bro.
Paul had 26.
Under. You way under. 19 points in a game six closeout game? No. No, you can't have that, fam.
Camera pain. You got to go down. 10 minutes.
You got to go down emptying your gun. You got to shoot it till your arm fall off, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to shoot. You got to be like, yo, give me that. You know what I'm saying? You got to go for the rock. You got to keep shooting until there's nothing left, baby, until it's gone. You gotta shoot your way out of that shit. You better get to the yo.
Look at this stat I just pulled up. Somebody said Connaughton, he ain't scored shit, but he had 8 rebounds and 1 assist. I told you he was scrapping, but look, they have 5 players in double figures. You know what I mean? Greek had 50, Lopez 10, Holiday 12, Middleton 17, Porter 16. They had a team, man.
Son. The 16 was off the bench from Portis.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Like, he had 16 off the bench. So he had 16.
That's why they said Monty messed up, bro, because you said Payne had 10 points in 10 minutes.
He did.
So, like, if he'd have played 20 minutes, he'd have had 20 points.
but he'd be scoring when he out there. So, but hold on. Here's the fucked up part, though. He's Paul's backup. So if him and Paul is out there with Booker, you real small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then this is where it is then. If you're going to keep Crowder on the floor for the toughness and you got Ayton, then you got to cut Bridges back. So he basically played Bridges over Payne. That's basically what he did.
How much Bridges had?
Oh, shit, I didn't see much. That's why I didn't even call out his scores. Let me see what he finished with. Not enough, I can tell you that shit.
Definitely not enough.
Let me see. He had 7.6 rebounds, 39 minutes.
That's not going to cut it, bro. 39 minutes?
7.6 rebounds.
I'm going to need at least 15 from you, brother.
Crowder had 15 and 13.
Yeah, he was important though, but
had 13.
A lot of his points came when trying to get back in the game.
Yeah, Ayton had 12 and 6. That was his worst game of the playoffs. All the playoffs, because he was a 20 and 10 throughout the whole playoffs.
Like Greek said, it was sun night.
He was sunning.
Yeah, he ain't Greek like, oh, they got you on me? All right, let me show you.
But you know, that's how I know. Like, you know what? Here's the bottom line. Like, we the best in the business. You know what I'm saying? We watch the game. We know what the hell we talking about. We've been saying this shit for 3 weeks. The Bucks need to go big, and they'll beat most teams. They play D, go big. We said Holiday needs to step up. Middleton needs to step up to help Greek. Now, when Greek went down with the injury, what we said, all right, then it's going to be on Middleton and Holiday to hold it down. Portis stepped up. You know what I mean? Like they was balling.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been saying this shit.
Lopez kept up. Lopez.
And Lopez, right. And Lopez. Mm-hmm. But and we've been saying this for a whole month. So while people is out there, you know, talking about, oh, well, Kobe, you know, Booker is Kobe and all this dumb shit. We like, yo, Booker nasty. I said it myself. That boy bad. But this is a different level. You know what I mean? I like him. You know what I'm saying? I like his game. You know, I like what he brings. However, you know, it's another level of aggression. And, yo, you know, we've been out. I mean, we talk sports. This is what we do. It's kind of like people are like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't talking that sports shit no more. Y'all ain't talking basketball. What's good? Like, motherfuckers is really coming at my neck on some low shit. Like, they really been coming at me the past month. Like, yo, Steve, what's good? Like, y'all, yo, I know y'all talking that politics, black power, and all this shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up with the ball, though? Like, yo, damn, fam. All right, cool. We're going to bring it back on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, god damn. You know? Everybody out there talking ball. You got motherfuckers that don't know shit about the game.
Yeah.
Talking that talk. You know, I'll be watching TV. I watch TV. I see what they do.
Yes, sir.
You know? And I'm like, all right. You know, we sit back, you know, like, analyze. Like, all right, why the fuck is he talking about this shit? You know? Then, you know, NBA on TNT, like, that's a good crew. You know what I'm saying? They got different perspectives. They can bring it. You know, I like them. If I'm going to rate anybody at the top, it got to be them. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as mainstream, like, they those guys. You know, they know what they're talking about. They bring a lot of analyzation to the game. But anybody else, man, that shit is open season, man, for the top two, for the number two spot. You know, I don't know. We underground. We've been underground for a minute, underground keep the upper ground rolling. Cause you gotta come down. You gotta come downstairs, baby. You can't live on the top floor all the time. You gotta come on the first floor, right? First floor, we them dudes in the lobby. Like, yo, what y'all gonna talk about today? Y'all better talk about this. You know what I mean? On your way out the door. You know what I'm saying? You like the door, like the doorman and shit. Word. You know, you talk to the doorman on your way in, on your way out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you get some insight. But that's, you know, I don't know. People ask for it. We here. And look, the NBA Finals is over. You know, but, you know, hey, we could make this a regular part. I invited people, you know, to come on Wednesday. But they already know we ain't talk sports in a minute. So, you know, we coming with that real aggressive talk. You know, coming from the stomach talk. Like, don't come on here if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Talk. Oh, man. But, yeah. I don't know. Anything else out here in the sports world that we ain't... Oh, did you see... real quick before we go. I saw on Netflix, they got the limited series on Naomi Osaka. Didn't we talk about her a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah,
I didn't need to follow her around.
Mm.
That's the shit. I said, oh, shit. They actually did a series, you know, a little limited series. We were saying, like, her story was powerful. She stepped away. You know, I'm going to check it out, though. I do want to check that series out, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that, so I will.
Yeah.
You know, I get some time to check it.
Yeah, it's in my queue, but, you know, I'm going to check it. You know, I didn't rush to see it, but I know that it's there. I'm definitely going to check it. But, that, you know, that's something that we spoke about, you know, because it's, you know, it seemed like it made sense. You know, young lady, you know, standing up for herself and all of that. You know, so, yo, we out here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what can we tell them? Oh, Saturday, I guess we could preview Saturday. Coming back with Z-Life Wellness, you know, what do you call that? Recurring guest.
Wellness, yes. Wellness and health.
Oh, man. Health and wellness.
Big out here, but definitely need to get some... You know, get some knowledge, keep that knowledge flowing for y'all as well. It's gonna be real. Yes, sir. You know,
we learned a lot too in the last 2 weeks. You know, like a lot of stories is coming out. You know,
You
know, the vaccines and all that stuff. It's interesting, like the way that shit is playing out right now. Now ain't no more distractions. You know, basketball is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta start. You know, hearing some more of that real shit.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But, yo, twogrumpymen.com, check us out, patreon.com/twogrumpy. Damn, I was looking at where we at, man. Yo, man, Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn.
I really did a search.
I was like, damn, we popping up. Okay. So, man, we in.
You know that already, man.
I knew that, but then, you know, when you search yourself, you're like, damn, this shit really pop up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing for you to be like, yo, we out here, yo, we the fucking best. And then when you really do a search, you're like, who is these motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? Because other people hit me up that I don't know, you know. Yeah, I like your show, blah, blah, blah. That's why I was like, yo, subscribe then.
Exactly.
Join the movement, subscribe. Yeah. Yo, get on the bus early, man, before you ain't got no space.
Yes, sir.
You really take off, because that's how it's going down.
No doubt.
Anything else you got before we go, man? This is...
No. It's just been another Wednesday night, sports night on Wednesday. Check us out, man. We here every Wednesday, Saturday night, interviews, getting some deep conversation with some guests and some realists on our world event topics of what's going on. So, you know, just check us out, man. Wednesday, Saturday nights, man. Look for us on IG. You know, the Two Grumpy Men.
So it's the IG, at the Real Two Grumpy Men. You know, we respond to messages. We answer everybody.
We answer everybody. We ain't afraid. We answer everybody. We any questions, any hit backs, whatever y'all want. We in it. We on it. You ain't gonna wait too long to get one of us to respond back to you. So don't worry about it. So yeah, we here, bro. Let's do it.
All right. So the Two Grumpy Men, we out of here. Peace.
All right. Peace.